How's it going?
You've been through this before as far as playing in the wild card game. What did you learn from that game with the Rockies that you won to try to the dynamics of trying to win a multi-game playoff?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, you know, you don't. This is one game. It's different than any other game. As far as, like, you just don't hold back on it, I guess. You know, you do everything you can to win. You throw everybody, you know, starters will be in the bullpen. You know, you're not really saving anybody for anything. You're just doing everything you can to win this game and then hopefully move on. That's the one thing I noticed that's a little different. I think the matchups will be a little bit different, you know, trying to match up with guys where, you know, this year, you know, there's a three-batter rule and all that. I think in the Walker game, they're gonna, you know, you're going to see a little bit more matchups to make sure, you know, everyone – feels as uncomfortable as possible, but that's just kind of how it goes. It's kind of a crazy game, you know. It's like I said, you know, you don't save nobody for nothing. You know, everyone's going to be in the pen, or everyone's got to be ready to go.
You compete against the Dodgers a lot in this division. What's the emotions for you when you have to control those?
Yeah. Well, this game kind of reminds me of 163 in 2018 coming here. But, yeah, I mean, my emotions will be fine. Played the Dodgers a lot, lost a lot. And you know, I think you know, if you're going to go through the team to get to where you want to go, the Dodgers are always going to be in the way. That's just kind of how it goes. So we respect them. I have a lot of respect for that organization, how they go about it, and those players. But, you know, it's one game. We're going to try to find a way to win and beat them.
Nolan, to that end, as somebody who grew up around here, somebody who grew up kind of in the shadow of Mount Revere, the stadium, is today maybe a day where you can kind of take in and enjoy a little bit of the playing the postseason game at Dodger Stadium before you maybe down to business tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to have a day off, I guess, come here, get a workout in, and get on the field, you know, the air, the fresh air, and I don't know. I know when I land in California, I can tell by the air that I'm home, but especially coming here, you know, obviously, you know, I'm so used to having a lot of my family here for these games, and it's a lot of fun to play. And I expect tomorrow will be pretty intense, pretty good environment, so it'll be great.
What did you see from your team over the last week when things were pretty well locked down for you, when you guys were still staying dialed in, staying ready, and making sure that you were able to turn it right back on to where it was for tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we played meaningful baseball games all the way till the last week of the season, you know, and that's always great. And, you know, even though we clinched last Tuesday or whatever, you know, all those other games, you still want to do something. You still want to play well, stay fresh. And, but, you know, there's nothing like the playoffs, you know, just to be honest, you know, it don't matter how long you clinch. When you get to the playoffs, the environment's amazing and it's an intense environment. So there's nothing that matches this. So you just got to try to slow it down. But I think we'll be ready to go. You know, we'll be more than ready. Yeah, well, you know, those guys have just been great. I mean, just playing great baseball. I mean, they're just kind of developing. I mean, it's just been pretty cool to see, not just them two, DC also. It's pretty cool to see them, like, you can see the development from April to, you know, September. You know, you could really see how much better they've gotten as the months have gone on throughout the season. And that's just experience, and I just feel like they're only going to get better and better. And it's been a lot of fun to watch them compete and just, like I said, get better as the year has gone on. It's something that, you know, I've noticed that they've just been able to, like, slow the game down, asking the right questions as the year has gone on. It's been pretty cool.
Ben? Hey, Nolan, you said you know the Dodgers are always going to kind of be there in the way. You guys split that series with them in St. Louis after losing the first two. How much did that kickstart the winning streak that came later? And do you feel like that was kind of a turning point for the team?
It was big, for sure. You know, obviously, you know, getting Grand Slam walk-off against us in Milwaukee and then flying in the next day to face, you know, Scherzer on a 3 o'clock day game. You know, you're just like, this is not the greatest, you know, scenarios. But just to come back and win those two games, win the series against the Reds, you know, and then I don't even know how else it ended up. I forgot who we played. But just to continue to play well. We played hard, and that's the one thing I've been amazed with this team. You know, it's just we keep coming. We do. We've lost some tough games this year, but we found a way to continue to compete and try to be there in the end. And there's no game that really rattled us. And that was something that I was in awe of, because after that walk-off Grand Slam, you know, a lot of people probably wrote us off, you know, like, this is it, you know. But we kept coming, and we went on a great streak, and now we're here.
Adam was in here. He detailed the differences in June during that rush stretch where the team often came to the park, and it felt Like, they felt that they were defeated already when something unideal happened, compared to September when you guys would come to the park and you would think, we're not losing ever again. What kind of led to that mentality switch? Obviously, the winning does help, but to build that up and kind of keep the course there, what leads to that change?
I think it's just, like I said, you know, we continue to show up and the same guys every day, you know. I think, you know, losing tough games, that we've lost some tough games this year, like games you were like, man, this is really bad, you know, and to see us come back every day, and that just shows who we are. And then I think that mentality of continue to show up every day, let's get after it, and whatever happens, happens, I think that's kind of carried us toward the end, where maybe some other teams got a little tired at the end, maybe lost a little focus because they clinched a little early, whatever, you know what I mean, or they felt the pressure. We kind of just stayed even keel, and we just continued to fight, and that's why we went on that streak.
Sure. Nolan, how have you seen, maybe this dovetails with that, how have you seen the offense kind of grow through the course of this year? Because, you know, that first half, kind of struggled, talked about that, how one-dimensional they are, and then Tyler goes into batting third, and just the number of different ways you guys have been successful over the past month.
Yeah, I think offensively, I mean, we feel in the first half, we hit the ball hard. You know, we played, you know, obviously we had a rough month. We just played bad baseball, but, like, we still hit the ball hard. We lined out a lot, and we were just always kind of saying, you know, we all said it right before the first half. We're like, man, it's got to turn sooner or later, right? Like, and it didn't turn until September. It really turned, you know, and I think that's just the mentality we've had. Like, we believe it's going to turn. Just got to keep going. And I think it's just the maturity of the offense. I think putting Tio on the three hole, and then obviously Goldie, who's been, you know, our leader, you know, here's my, like, little MVP chant for him. But, like, seriously, I mean, he really carried us to get to the playoffs. I mean, once Goldie got hot, I mean, we all just fed off him. I mean, he's been critical for us. So, just those guys at the top of the order, and then Tommy got played well. But, you know, like I said, the bottom of the order played well too. But I think Goldie's the one that really got it going for us.
Can that help in a one-game situation, just being able to score in different ways?
Well, absolutely. I mean, for us to win one game, you know, you got to be able to do anything, do everything. You got to be able to maybe hit a homer or work a rally. You know, the Dodgers got good pitching, so, you know, you got to find a way to fight against them, and their offense is really good too. They feel the same way probably about them, where they can, you know, clip you or, you know, work in a bat. So, you know, I think their offense is really good, but we're pretty steady too, and we can play defense, and I really like our chances, and it's not going to be an easy task at all, but I feel confident in our group.
Mark, you know, around the country, some fans, some media are like, oh, the Cardinals again. And there's even a phrase your buddy Holiday hates. It's called Cardinal Devil Magic. Like, it always kind of works out. I'm just wondering, in Colorado, your sense, did other teams and other players ever look at the Cardinals and, man, they always seem to end up there? Or was there sort of a sense around the league, too? Like, how does it always work out for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just being a part of it now, you know, the rough stretches, you know, you're kind of like, I don't know, man, this is not good. And then, like, I guess just the way Yadi, Waino, these guys carry themselves, you know, they don't get too high or too low. And you just feed off that, you know. You just kind of like, all right, you know, they're staying steady, so that's what I'm going to do. And you just continue to follow their lead. And because they've been around a long time and they've seen some crazy streaks, and, you know, I think that's just the difference between good teams and bad teams, is that, you know, how steady can you stay throughout a 8-month season, you know. And the Cardinals have always done that. They're always find themselves in it at the end because of how we, you know, stay steady and continue to fight.
Well, and Adam and Matt Carpenter both said this is the best Cardinal defense they feel like they've ever been on. How does this defense just stack up in your eyes, and how important is that in one game where there's really no margin for error, especially against someone like Scherzer, where, you know, one run, two runs, and between Scherzer and Adam, one run really decide that game?
Absolutely. I mean, I agree. I think this is the best defense I've ever played on, defensive team I played on, as far as the outfielders and first baseman, obviously the greatest catcher ever, you know, just, and then just our infield has just been so solid. There's no doubt that our defense is, I think, the best in the game. And I think that's going to help us in a game like this, where we got to be able to cover ground and make some plays, because, you know, I would assume the Dodgers, you know, hopefully not, but I would assume they're going to have good at bats. They're going to find, you know, they're going to hit the ball hard, and we got to find a way to stop them and make some plays.
Adam was just in here saying he still feels like a pretty young fellow despite his age. Do you catch him acting his age very often?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't look at him. I mean, I look at him like as a dad in a sense. I think everyone does, you know. He's like the godfather. Same thing with Yadi, you know. That's basically what we call them, the godfathers of our team. But, you know, the interactions you have with him, you know, he acts, you know, it's just like a normal – like a normal, you know, young player. You know, I think he's trying to make trades right now in fantasy. Like, he's just like that, you know. So he's just down to earth, laid back, and he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Every managerial move is going to get, you know, hyper focused on this game based off of, you know, who gets pulled and who pitches. And what have you learned about Mike Schilt with the season of playing underneath him? How prepared will, or how stressful are you at causing him to make in this game?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, I trust Skip. You know, I know he's going to make the right decisions and what he feels is the best decision for our team. You know, obviously, I got a lot of respect for him, but I'll be honest with you, I don't really pay attention. You know, I'm trying to just focus on my job and doing my job. You know, what the manager controls, you know, that's a hard job, so I'll let him focus on that. But I believe he'll make the right decisions.
I guess the fourth phrase is what have you learned about Schilt playing for him for a year? You know,
yeah.
You didn't know him well
yeah.
before you joined the team.
For him and the rest of the coaching staff, I think it's just more steady. Like I said, I know I keep saying that word, but it's really plays dividends of who we are. It's just how calm everyone is. Nobody gets too high or too low through good times or through bad times. And that's something that I think we all feed off of. And it's not just him. It's the whole coaching staff. They bring that same energy every day. It's been a lot of fun for playing for those guys, playing for them.